What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yep.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Man.
Very rarely do you hear Dulac in these chats give something more than a very curt, glib response to many of these questions and queries he gets.
Oh, and he was full of curtness and glibness, too.
And that was an illuminating one. It might turn out to be a realistic situation. A reunion with Najee for 3 years and $18 million. What would you grade that deal?
F. Yeah, F.
F.
Yeah. I'm sick of watching Najee Harris plod around and be one of the less efficient backs in the league. Why on earth, in an exceptionally deep year for running backs, would I want to pay, on average, over the term of a deal, $6 million to a player whose best attribute is what? Churning out 3.8 yards per carry.
His availability and the fact that he never fumbles.
God, who gives a rat's ass?
Tomlin, evidently, because he's saying he's using adjectives like awesome to describe his career here to this point.
I would hope Mike's lying through his teeth, but I'm not willing to give him that grace.
I feel like Jerry's whole argument for why Najee is going to be back is centered on Tomlin's belief in him and faith in him. But I was under the impression that things had gone a little bit south in that relationship.
He was a bell cow running back believer as a head coach, and then suddenly Jaylen Warren was getting a lot of touches.
So that's one way of looking at it. I also looked at the ceremonial and symbolic nature of him taking the captain's badge away from Najee, and the way that Najee would negatively react to games in which the Steelers lost and Najee Harris did not play well. And in those instances, he would come out and he would put, you know, their T, that expression that Donnie loves, he would put that out there. And he'd get into, well, the media got involved and that's why we lost. The play caller stinks. You know, I've got to get the ball more. Our offensive game plan wasn't good. He would do stuff like that. And I also thought that Najee felt more emboldened to do that this year because he just figured, well, I'm out of here anyways. So I'm going to be more likely to tell the truth and give you a kernel of honesty than just give you company punch and banal football platitudes. Mm-hmm. But I also don't discount Tomlin looking at a guy as being, okay, I know what I can write in black ink for this guy every season. I can count on that. And he drafted him. That's the other one. I think this coach in particular, when he likes you, he is loath to get rid of you. You know, they've done a lot of this thing where they keep guys and sign them the second contracts who I think 15 or 20 years ago they would have just said, all right, see you later. We've drafted somebody else behind you to take your job.
He ran for 322 yards in a three-game burst that was his and probably their, as a team, apex of the season. The Raiders game, then the Jets game, then the Giants game, And he didn't even crack 80 in a single other game this year.
Yeah, I'd give it a D plus if they signed him.
I'm just going to keep giving them F grades because they deserve it. They don't deserve anybody even giving them any quarter as a franchise. They're a joke.
So you make the argument that you said how I feel. I think that it's prudent to move on from the guy because I don't want him clogging up a spot. I don't want him filling a role that could go to a better player. However, I do think, so this is why I'm not saying it's an F. I honestly believe in free agency, he's going to get more money than that.
Cool.
I think the league
will
value him more than a $6 million running back. Donnie, you want to chime in on this?
He has touched the ball, Donnie, before you do, 1,277 times in 4 years with the Steelers.
I mean, what grade would you give it, Donnie?
I would be in the same ballpark, D or F. I think it's best if both sides just go along with this. But I also agree, I do think he's going to get more value than this by another team. Like, I know that
Spot
rack isn't always like 100%.
Yeah, they're saying $9 million a year,
I think. Yeah, like $9.2 million per year. But, okay, even if it's not that, let's say it's 8, or let's say it's 7.5, this is valued at what, 6? You said 3 for 18?
That's what Ishikawa asked, and Jerry said that sounds like a realistic offer that could actually happen.
I think another team is actually going to give him more money. In that case, I say, hey, go get your bag, whatever.
And that's probably why Dulac also said there's an urgency to try to get it done before he gets to free agency. I just think of the symbolism of if you add this on top of an offseason where fans wanted things to be different and then you bring this guy back.
Well, you haven't changed up any coaches other than to let the two most promising guys go and do nothing else. And you're bringing the band back together. What are you doing differently? You're probably still bringing one of the two quarterbacks that played last year back. You're bringing the running back that, frankly, I felt most people were sick of back. You're bringing George Pickens back as, it would seem, likely as a one-year powder keg situation.
That's another question that came up. Jeff B. We'll talk to Jeff H. at 5:15, Hathorn, our Steelers insider, the Hawk Report. Jeff B. said, what's the likely scenario with Pickens? And Dulac said the likely scenario is he won't be getting mail delivered here in 2026.
But that means he will be getting it delivered here in 2025.
Precisely.
And we're all supposed to believe that Mike Tomlin is just going to, hey, don't worry, I got this all handled. Sure. What a joke of a franchise.
Well, somebody does have to say, hey. Todd pointed that out.
Does anybody anymore in a locker room, like, you know, TJ or Cam come up to him and say, hey, what are you doing?
If they do some of these things, I have to give them the grace where maybe they won't do them. But if they like bring back Harris, if Pickens just they try to roll the dice on him for 1 year, if they just – I mean, I'm not even mad about the quarterback situation, but if there are no major changes made to the coaching staff, which appears there won't be, just an unserious clown franchise.
But even in instances where they do something bold and daring, like possibly bringing in Aaron Rodgers, you crush them for it. So they're kind of damned if they do, damned if they
don't with you. I want them to bring back Fields, let him play, and then draft a quarterback next year. They'll probably bring in Cooper Kupp and Deebo Samuel. Why not?
Well, so going back to what Florio said about that, he ranked for the Steelers among realistic options. He went Adams 1, Kupp 2, Deebo 3. And I would flip 2 and 3. I would have Samuel 2 and I would have Kupp 3, but that's not out of real love or appreciation for Samuel or excitement in bringing him here. Adams, I do believe with Mike, is the best player of those three guys, even with the season he had going from the Vegas to the Jets and being disgruntled in Vegas and basically having a phony injury to get himself out of there just to play with Aaron Rodgers again. And you do have to question the sanity of someone who wants to play with Aaron Rodgers that badly. And as I say this out loud, maybe it is most realistic if Mike thinks that Rodgers could end up here, because then you just have Rodgers and Adams on the Steelers.
I just love that they
2025.
I love that they've become the early 2000s Washington clone here. Let's just get every old guy who was good somewhere else and bring him to the Steelers. I love that they're the island of misfit toys. The favorite to land every washed, past their prime big name player who might be on the move. That's cool. Put them all in black and gold. Bring them in under the warm bosom of Mike Tomlin so that they, too, can go 10-7 and then get their asses handed to them on a platter in the playoffs while the owner then gets in front of a microphone and says, everything's hunky-dory. What do you morons out there in hoi polloi world want?
I totally get this, and I'm not saying that I disagree with any of it, but you are like the personification of how things are so crappy here right now. We start with the Pirates, they piss you off. We move on to the Steelers, they piss you off even more. The top Steelers insider reports something about the Steelers. You get more and more incensed. The Pitt plays last night and gets their ass kicked. I mean, there's like nothing. There's no silver lining or lipstick for our teams right now. And I don't think you're wrong. It's just fascinating to watch you express yourself today, because I do think most of our listeners feel the same exact way as you. It's hard. It just sucks. You don't want to be that way. You want to look for lights at the end of the tunnel. You want your teams to do well. You want to believe that they have a good plan. You want to believe that they're moving in the right direction. But it is genuinely hard, based on what we're seeing from these teams right now, to actually feel that way.
I don't trust the GM of the hockey team to execute the rebuild that they're lurching finally into. I think the general manager of the baseball team should have been fired, and I'm not so sure that the owner of the baseball team doesn't agree with me but just didn't pull the trigger on it. They're making horrible moves and wasting a generational, all-time great pitcher in the making on a ridiculously friendly deal. I think the football team is no clue. The owner has no clue, the head coach has no clue, and the worst part about it is they think we're the ones who are crazy for saying it. So yeah, I would say the fact that Robert Morris has the best chance of playing meaningful postseason games in this town over the next couple of years, probably not a great sign.
We gotta get over there. They're probably gonna host a conference tournament game.
I'll go.
We should go. Donnie and I went.
It's 10 minutes away from my house.
Guy shot one of the worst half-court shots for a year's supply of Chick-fil-A we've ever seen in our entire lives.
Oh, I remember that. How about St. Vincent on Saturday? They were giving away a car.
Can I ask?
D3 school.
Did someone win it?
No, but it was a pretty decent shot, I'll say that. It was like one of those ones, like, it didn't quite hit the rim, but it like hit the netting. Like, he had it online.
Somebody at the North Carolina Pitt game on Saturday won a car. They made a putt from one end line to the other.
I'm always amazed.
That's incredible.
Pull that off. Because that's so much random chance. The golf ball could hit anywhere, hits a little seam in the flooring, and it's just going to go all over the place. You think you'd have the guts to take a set shot from half court, not like step into one, just like shoot like a stand-up jumper?
Well, the little like chipmunk that they found in the student section at Robert Morris was so small. The dude like made Craig Riley look like Andre the Giant. He couldn't even really get the ball to the goal.
So what,
from
was
half
he
court.
One of the Diaz Grahams?
No, he was short, too. He was like a little squirrely guy.
Me and Richie last night were talking about skinnier NBA players who were better, unlike the Diaz Grahams, who really have no utility. And his example of a skinny NBA forward was Rasheed Wallace, who was 6'11", 235, and one of the more gifted players of his generation.
And your response to that?
I freaked out on him, and he got really defensive. I was like, that's incredibly disrespectful
to
Rasheed Wallace.
I'm pretty sure those guys could be hanging on Rasheed Wallace's arms, and he'd still
go for a
double-double.
It would be like watching, if they were playing football, it would be like watching a grown-up playing with kids, and they're all hanging off of a limb while he walks them down.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
On the field.
15 years of the fan, and we're celebrating February 26th at the Rivers. We'll all be there. Stories over the past 15 years, untold stories behind the scenes, uncensored stuff too. Our hosts, guests, great food. We're going to mingle and hang out. It's free, but you need a ticket to get in. So go to 937thefan.com for locations where you can get tickets. Brought to you by Guardian Protection, IC Light, and Firehouse Subs at the Point, North Fayette.
You know who I'm hopeful gets in and gets some tickets to this? Are some of like the old school listeners who listen near day one, like to you and I when we were filling in the 8 hours of like overnight graveyard shift. Some of the real loyalists from back in the day.
Like a Robin North for Sales who called earlier.
Robin North for Sales is probably
day zero guy.
He's probably the shining single example of that. I hope he shows up. I want to chop it up with some of those people who, for us, when we were young pups in our early 20s doing this.
Ed in Bloomfield would be another good one.
Ed is deceased. He's been dead for over a decade. Why? Well, every time with you in this. How does this happen to you?
We have two tickets to give away right now. Now, I have a highlight. There are three bleeps. I want you to make an executive decision right now. I'm either going to give a hint, and that person then only... If I give a hint, you have to name all three. Mm-hmm. If I give no hint, you only have to name two. So hint and name all three. Mm-hmm. No hint and... hint and name two. No hint, name three.
Wait, hint and name two?
No, if I give the hint...
Name three.
You got to name three.
You said it wrong that time.
Sorry.
Okay, hint, have to name
like Abbott
all
and Costello.
Three.
Yep.
Hint, you have to name all three. No hint, you have to name two.
Yep.
I want people to name all three.
Okay, so I'm going to give a hint then.
Well, I don't know how good of a hint it's going to be.
The hint's going to help.
Okay.
I mean, I'm going to play the highlight.
Play the clip first?
Yes, I am.
Chipped away from, followed up by, nudges it up the wing. Here's Pavelski trying to get by. A shot, shrugged down, and then played back along by Luongo. Back ahead now comes Sidney Crosby. Miller guides it away to the corner. Crosby up with it there. Punched along to Crosby. Scores! It's over! The gold medal to Canada!
Hint. No. No hint in two. Oh, I don't know, Mull. No, I'll stick with my original.
So you want me to give the hint? All three of the bleeps are guys that have played for the Pittsburgh Penguins.
All right, play the
three
clip again.
Three Penguins players' names were bleeped out.
Chipped away from, followed up by, nudges it up the wing. Here's Pavelski trying to get by. A shot, shrugged down, and then played back along by Luongo. Back ahead now comes Sidney Crosby. Miller guides it away to the corner. Crosby up with it there. Punched along to Crosby. Scores! It's over! The gold medal to Canada!
15 years ago, we were on the air. That's when Sidney Crosby won the gold medal with Team Canada. People were making arguments and making calls. Was it okay to root for Sidney Crosby in that situation?
People the earliest days
people
of the
were
station.
Saying things like, should Sid get booed when he comes back here because he ripped Team USA's hearts out? Those are some of the arguments that were in the embryonic days of this radio station. So you asked for the hint. I gave it. That means people got to name all three. Mm-hmm. Do you think you know all three?
No.
How many do you think you know?
Zero.
Not one.
Just I'm like drawing horrifying, embarrassing blanks right now. Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah, thank you. I feel even better about it. I'm trying to like go back in my brain and like grind the tape here and get these names to pop into my head. I mean, we did a Pirates one yesterday that I feel like was pretty right there on the difficulty scale.
And how'd it go?
I think it was like our fifth or sixth caller got it.
Somebody got it?
Yeah.
Do you want to go to our 15th anniversary party? That means you got to play Name That Tune and figure out the names of the Penguins players who are bleeped out from that signature moment in Sidney Crosby's career, the play that led up to his golden goal, that won Team Canada the gold medal when they beat the USA in the 2010 Winter Olympics. This is in honor also of the Four Nations tournament beginning tonight. Sidney Crosby putting on the Team Canada sweater again. 412-928-9370. You think Fake John and Robinson knows the answer? Hello, Fake John.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hello, Fake John.
this ought to be short and sweet.
Okay. We're waiting for a guess.
Oh, I thought you were going to play it.
Oh, yeah.
He played it here nine times.
Yeah, he needs to hear it again, though.
Oh, he does? Okay.
Yeah.
Chipped away from
him,
followed up by, nudges it up the wing. Here's Pavelski trying to get by. A shot! Shrugged down! And then played back along by Luongo. Back ahead now comes Sidney Crosby. Miller guides it away to the corner. Crosby up with it there. Punched along to Crosby. Scores! It's over! The gold medal to Canada!
Orpik?
No.
Oh.
All right, so scratch that name off the list if you're
That is
along.
Helpful. I mean, Fake John batting leadoff there at least gets one name out of there.
Let's go to Lenny is next. Hello, Lenny.
Hi.
You want to take a stab at this, Len?
Yeah. My guess is Letang, Iginla, and Marleau.
One of those is right. So now it's up to the listener to decide which one from those three is correct. But one of those is right. Donna's next. Hello, Donna.
Oh, hello. I'm sorry. I don't know a thing about sports, but my guy came to meet you guys in Mars, and he wants to come to your 15th anniversary thing.
All right,
and I
Donna.
Was
we'll let, yeah, we'll let you know when there's a ticket pickup tomorrow at the Rivers when we're there from 4 to 6.
I respect so the upfront. I respect the upfront.
So Donna,
admission.
You can come down, or you can have your guy come down and meet us again in person. We met him in Mars, evidently. Here is Ed. Is this Ed Bouchette?
No, Ed Kelly. How are you doing?
Hi, Ed.
So, I think it's Chris Kunitz, Ryan Malone, and Jerome McKinley.
All right, Ed, one of those is right. One of those is right. Everybody's going with Team Canada, guys.
I think I have one of the names.
Do you think that's smart based on the way you hear the highlight described by Doc Emrick?
No, I think there's at least one USA player there.
Let's hear it again.
Chipped away from followed up by nudges it up the wing. Here's Pavelski trying to get by. A shot! Trucked down! And then played back along by Luongo. Back ahead now comes Sidney Crosby. Miller guides it away to the corner. Crosby up with it there. Punched along to Crosby. Scores! It's over! The gold medal to Canada!
So I think at the start it's punched away from a Canadian player. Then an American player moves it along. Then another Canadian player at the end before Crosby gets it.
Who do you think among the guesses so far? I said one is right.
I think
you're thinking Aginla's the correct one.
I think Aginla's correct.
Let's get Ray's take. He wants tickets to our 15th anniversary party. Hello, Ray.
Hello. Let's go with Aginla, Stahl, and Marlowe.
Someone already guessed
Aginla and Marlowe at the same time, which means you couldn't be right.
Right.
All right, I think
very
I have
perceptive, Mulsey.
I think I have one name that I feel oddly confident in. I think I know who the Team USA player could be.
Let's get Michael's take. Hello, Michael.
Good. How you doing?
Hey, Mike.
Hey, Jack Johnson.
Okay.
Phil Kessel and Jerome McKinley.
Michael.
Yes, sir.
Guess what?
What's up?
You're going to the 15th anniversary party. Let's go.
I was
put
wrong.
Put him up. Give him the tickets, Donnie.
Man, I was
that
wrong
was
as
amazing.
Hell. I was wrong as hell. Wrong as hell.
Jack Johnson, Phil Kessel, and then Aginla made the feed to Sid to set up the goal.
Yeah,
great job, Mike.
Wrong as hell. The only name I thought I had for some reason in my brain, I don't even remember if he played for Team USA, it was Paul Martin.
He did not, I don't think. How many guys are on that team?
25, maybe.
How many do you think we can name off the top of our head right now?
Very few.
Johnson, Kessel.
Was Ryan Eric Johnson on that team
back
then?
I think he was. Ryan Miller was in goal. We know that.
Kane.
For sure.
I'm just trying to think of good offensive players from the USA.
Ryan Malone.
Well, Kessel was on that team.
Brooks Orpik was on that team. Ryan Whitney.
Was Gold? No, not
Goligoski. No.
Stop.
Quick and Tim Thomas were the backups.
I'm trying to think of American forwards back then who were.
How about
Pavelski? We already. Yep. Pavelski was on that team.
How about Ryan Callahan?
Nash is a Canadian player, wasn't
yep.
he? Rick Nash.
He was on their team.
Yeah.
How
Callahan,
about.
Man, I remember Callahan was supposed to be like the heartbeat of that team.
How about Dustin Brown?
That's a good one.
How about Ryan Suter?
Wasn't the problem that they had all. Was Parise on that team?
Yes. That's a great guess.
Because I remember Parise and Suter were from, you know, the Wild gave those two huge deals out.
One, two, three.
I feel like Parise was like their best player.
Six, well, seven, eight, my, nine, 10,
my
11,
recollection
12, 13,
of that.
14, okay, 15.
This is embarrassing because
Jamie Langenbrunner.
I'm not giving enough good answers here. My recollection of Team USA's construction was a lot of good, solid defensive players, generally defensive forwards and defensemen, and they were just so short on like pure scoring ability.
Kane,
and offense.
That's why Kane and Kessel were so important. How about David Backus?
David Backus
feels like a Wilford Brimley name.
I can't remember if this guy was American or Canadian. What Mike Komisarek?
He would have been Canadian, I would have thought.
Yeah, was not on their team.
Was Camilleri on Team Canada there?
I don't think so.
You know who was on Team Sweden? The Sedins. Got to keep an eye on Sweden, buddy.
How about Matt Sundin?
Oh, he would have been Finnish.
No.
No, he was, you know, he was Swedish. You're right. I don't know why. That's not even a Finnish-sounding name. Man. I'm sorry. I'm like,
we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17.
I mean,
guys.
I've done very
it's
little.
Pretty good.
I've done very little to help this war effort here.
I don't even know how many of those are actually right, but they sound right.
I just feel like there had to be some. Wait, wouldn't there have been like. Are we missing some Flyers players, maybe? Some guys who were on the Flyers or American players?
This isn't a Flyer, but Chris Drury was definitely on that team.
Man, I'm having serious issues.
Michael, call back. You won the tickets. You hung up. You need to stay on hold so we can get you the tickets. Time for the Donnie Football Debrief. I'm just racking my brain now thinking about more guys from that Team USA team that got beat by Crosby in Canada in 2010.
How about can I interest you in a Brian Rafalski?
Yep. Okay, here's a random one that popped into my head while we were eating food that was brought in for us, which is excellent. Tim Gleason.
Yep.
From Carolina.
He's on there. I have the roster in front of me. Langenbrunner was the captain. How about a Ryan Kessler? That was a name I couldn't get to, but I see it now, and I'm like, yeah, Bobby Ryan and Paul Stastny.
How is Stastny an American player?
It's interesting that you say that. Birthplace for Stastny? Quebec City.
Because of his pops.
So, I don't know. Eligibility, I guess, the way they determine that. I feel a little better. Paul Martin was selected, but was injured. And Komisarek was the same thing.
Don, look at you, brother.
But he was Canadian, right?
No, American.
No, American.
Oh, okay.
You were right.
And then the Canadian goalies were Luongo, Brodeur, and Fleury, because I remember Brodeur lost the net, and Luongo went in and not Fleury.
Yeah. Can you name Team Canada's captain? Was not Sid.
Not
obviously.
Sid. Not Rick Nash.
Sid wore an A. Chris Pronger wore an A.
How about Scott Niedermeyer?
He was the captain. You're just a sick freak.
Animal House being. Legend, Niedermeyer.
Did you mention Chris Pronger being on that team?
He wore the A. Here, I just want to test this for one more second here. I'm going to only go to the big countries. Can you name the man who captained the Czech Republic for that? This is going to be, Donnie, I know we're cutting into football fix time here, the Donnie football debrief time. I got to see if he can pull this off. Czech Republic team captain.
I have a guess.
Go ahead.
I was going to say Jágr.
No, he was not. He was not. He wore the A. He did wear an A for them, though.
2010.
It's such sick freak stuff here, but I feel like you're going to get it.
Plekanec?
No, Patrick Eliáš. Okay, I'm going to do just a couple quick ones here. Russia's captain for this event. Oh, man, I'm looking at it right now.
Not Ovechkin.
It's not Ovi. It's not Gino. Oh, but it is.
Who do you think, Don?
It is a beaut. It's a man who suited up for this franchise. Yep. He was drafted by the Penguins, too.
Kovalev?
Alexei Morozov.
Oh, wow. And then got traded.
Okay, two more.
Morozov was still playing in 2010.
Can you name Finland's captain? Definitely a name. Donnie, I even think you've heard of this guy.
Saku Koivu?
Correct. And then I've always got my eye on Sweden, boys.
Daniel Alfredsson?
Lidström.
Ah, I should have had that one.
I was looking for Marcel Gotch on Team Germany, and there he is.
How about Olaf Kolsig?
Can you name Germany's captain? Just for fun.
Thomas Greiss.
Marco Sturm.
Don, what do you got for us with the debrief?
The debrief, February 12, 2025. First, I do want to plug something for people to pick up tickets. So Donna, who called in earlier, who said she has zero sports knowledge but just wants to get tickets for the 15th anniversary event.
Yep.
Come hang out with me Saturday. I'll be at the Pine Community Center from 9:30 to 10:30.
Yeah, okay.
So first 10 people to stop by and say hello. They have a pair of tickets coming their way.
Nice.
Nice.
So that's Fan 15th anniversary event on February 26th.
I played basketball there before.
You've hooped there?
I have, one time.
Pine Community Center?
Yeah.
Did you leave on a stretcher?
No, but I cramped up pretty bad from my recollection of things. Wasn't in shape like I am now.
People have, by the way, resuscitated the idea of having a fan combine where we actually go and
I brought that up to Ben yesterday.
Get put through our paces. Doran's ineligible. He's more of a coach or a judge if there's anything to be judged. And I just thought how funny it would be if you clearly are in better shape. I feel like you would get very overconfident and the potential for humor would be high. with you.
Did Michael end up calling back in to get the tickets? I was going to ask about that.
I'm still waiting here.
Let's go here, buddy.
Don't flex on us with all your knowledge and then screw up the easiest part.
What else
so
you got
if
done?
If I randomly
check
jump
out,
jump onto the phone, yeah, he was called back in. I think the career, it was already in pretty bad shape, but I think Kadarius Toney's pretty much done.
What happened to him?
In the NFL.
Yeah, bad news here.
Arrested on a count of aggravated assault by strangulation of a woman per TMZ.
I would say done.
The guy sucks at football, and
remember the game against the Steelers when he returned the punt, threw the ball, got penalized for it at a Steeler.
Wasn't he cut the next day?
And then, well, I'm not done. And then
he dropped
the punt return.
Yeah.
That got recovered by the Steelers.
Didn't he drop a pass in that game, too, I thought?
I don't know about that part, but I know the special teams blunders were aplenty from him, and he was gone the next day.
I think it's kind of a weird commentary on, like, the way the NFL ecosystem works. That now, he is, Donnie, I think, probably done, because he sucks, and he's getting in trouble for doing, allegedly doing very bad stuff. But, like, up until that, a name like his will get cycled around because he went in the first round. Hey, should this team take a chance on Kadarius Toney? It's like, the NFL ecosystem is not good at just saying, hey, this guy's a bum. No one should actually take a chance on him. There's always a chance to just gin up some content. Hey, is your team the right fit for Kadarius Toney? Your coach and quarterback get through to him?
I think, provided we see what happens with this situation, I think the UFL exists for guys like him. I mean, if he doesn't end up having to serve any time here, I think that's where guys like that should have to make their bones all over again and prove that they still got it.
I think my point is display good behavior. I think my point is more like, does the NFL real, like, does it even matter? Kadarius Toney's just like a pimple on the ass of the NFL.
Right. They don't need Kadarius
Toney. That's more, I think, what I'm trying to get at. He never showed anything as a pro, truly, that would have made me go, somebody's got to really figure out a way to
rehab.
Did
score a touchdown in the Super Bowl a few years ago.
Okay, fine. I'm saying it's not like even like a Martavis Bryant level where you're like, man, if weed penalties weren't existing back then, or if he had just been able to follow the basic rules.
Who's the last Steelers player to score a touchdown in a Super Bowl?
It's not Mike Wallace, is it?
I want to say it's Hines.
I know Mike Wallace caught that little kind of quasi fade go ball.
And Hines caught one in the back of the end zone against Green Bay.
Maybe it was. I know Wallace caught one in that game. I do know Hines. I just don't remember the order of it.
Well, we're going to find out right now, Malzy. Super Bowl 45.
Here, I got it. Last Steelers. No, Wallace.
Good
I got
job.
It. Nailed it. 25-yarder.
Ben was on his podcast saying Mike Wallace, very underrated player.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with that. Did one thing really well, but didn't suck at the other things. But just was such a burner that it glossed over the other.
They made the right decision, though, when he turned down their deal, giving it to AB. Name the touchdown scores combined for both teams in that game.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.